We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines with former Padre Kurt Mavacqua. I'm Jesse Agler. Overcast here in San Diego. Even worse in Denver. The tarp is out on the field in Colorado. They expect, I think, sporadic on-and-off rain for much of the night. We'll get a full weather report now and other more pertinent information from Dennis Lynn. He covers the team for the UT, and he is on the Cholula Hotline from Coors Field. How's the weather, Dennis?
Well, Jesse, I'm looking at a trusty weather.com app, and it says there's a 20% chance of rain at 11 p.m., so I'm not really sure what this tarp is about.
Okay, so it's not even raining now?
No, it's not even that bad. The clouds are clearing up, so... Yeah, just kind of a weird night right now going on here in Colorado.
The grounds crew maybe at Coors Field is a little overprotective of the diamond. Maybe something like that is going on. Hey, let's start with a little bit of piece of news. I saw you tweet this a few moments ago, and, of course, Dennis is on Twitter, at Dennis T. Lynn. A little Ian Kennedy update today, minor Ian Kennedy update?
Yeah, Ian threw a side session today. Went well, no problems. They haven't named their starter for Saturday. Obviously, that'll come down to between Ian and Andreessen Desfane, who's pitched really well in his absence, as we've all seen. I can't say that. There's no decision yet, no announcement yet. But I can say that we will not have a six-man rotation. I know I've seen a little speculation on that on social media, but we can shoot that down. Buddy confirmed that. So, well, I will find out in the next day or so. But right now, it's between those guys.
I'm up for sending Dreesimir back out there, as good as he's throwing the ball. But what is the other decision that has to be made, do you think, Dennis? When Ian Kennedy comes back off the DL, what's going to happen then?
Yeah, as you referred to, Kurt, they're going to have to send someone down when Ian comes off the DL. And Saturday, like we said, is the first day he can come off. Brandon Maurer and Sean Kelly were kind of de facto longmen. Not even really longmen, just guys who could give him more than an inning when Desponte was in the rotation. But I think you could see maybe Maurer or Rearick, one of those guys kind of periphery in the bullpen, kind of going back down to AAA. And Desponte can obviously fill a variety of roles that Buddy has pointed out, not just providing length. Buddy said he feels like he's a guy who can, provide some late inning help if they ever need it in an emergency situation. You know, this stuff is pretty good. I think we all forget that, he has a ton of pitches. He doesn't need to rely on stuff. He has all the arm angles, but, he can do a variety of things. So if he does indeed go back to the bullpen, which I suspect he will, I think Desponte is going to, fill a lot of roles for them.
Dennis Lynn of the UT San Diego with us on the Cholula Hotline from Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. Watching the game last night, I think it was just one of another, I don't know how many reminders we've had in the first 2 weeks, but this is not 2014 for this Padre team. You've been around them the last few days. What's the sense of confidence in the clubhouse, with these come-from-behind wins and knowing that they never really seem to be out of a game?
Yeah, you know what? I think, after watching this team for a little more than 2 weeks, I think my personal opinion is this offense is for real. I mean, we're seeing them string together hits, so two outs, two out RBIs. They're not trying to do too much. And even the guys who are struggling, they're being picked up by the rest of the guys in the lineup. You've seen the top of the order, all guys 1-4, all batting over 300, providing some power. When everyone's going good like this, it's hard not to, kind of catch that fever in the dugout. Talking to Clint Barnes last night, and he said, he's been a lot dug up and never feel like you're really behind with this team so far, because they know they're capable of putting up, four spots, five spots in an inning, and if they can clean up the base running and the defense, and the pitching so far, in my opinion, hasn't been spectacular. It's been good and hasn't been, where it could be. This is going to be a pretty dangerous team.
I know the attitude in the dugout is exactly how you explained it, Dennis, but tell me what it is in the press box. I mean, don't you just sit there and you just wait for something to happen?
Yeah, you try not to hamstring yourself by, going in with a set idea of how a game's going to turn out. Sorry to say, you could kind of do that last season when they got down a couple runs. knew they were going to, you know, try to fight and claw back into the game, but, you know, most nights just wasn't going to happen because they didn't have the firepower to do it. This year, it's almost like you should be prepared for them to do it. I know leaving the press box the other night, a couple of local writers who've seen a lot of baseball were like, wow, this Padres team is really good. And like I said, I feel like they haven't put it all together right now. The base running was, like we said, a little spotty yesterday, or very spotty. And the defense still coming together. I don't think they're ever going to be an excellent defensive team, but they can definitely make some strides there.
Yeah, they made a couple nice plays yesterday defensively, too. I thought that was something that stood out. Kemp had the diving catch. Even Solarte late in the game, a really nice effort at second base. Dennis Lynn is on Twitter at Dennis T. Lynn. He covers the team for the UT. He is at Coors Field. He is on the Cholula hotline. You know, a lot of times when somebody has a Twitter handle the way Dennis does, you wonder, well, why did they include their middle initial? I assume T is your middle initial, Dennis. And so I went searching on Twitter to see if at Dennis Lynn was available. It's not. There's another Dennis Lynn, and this guy has it. But Dennis, my God, the guy has only tweeted once, and it was in 2009. Can we not get you at Dennis Lynn on Twitter? The guy hasn't tweeted in like 6 years.
Well, he got there first, so I can't do anything about it. I'm sure there's plenty of people named Dennis Lynn who have to go with an underscore or some kind of weird number in there, so I'm not going to complain about one little letter in there, but I am kind of jealous of Dennis Lynn.
It's kind of like a website.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got it.
He'll
sell it to you for $3,000.
He squatted.
Yeah, I think I'll let him keep it.
I mean, the guy literally, by the way, April 28th, 2009, his one and only tweet. So it's 6 days from now will be the six-year anniversary of his only tweet. I'm going to call Twitter. We got to get this handled. I don't want people – now, by the way, I don't want people out there tweeting at the other Dennis Lynn and trying to intimidate him. But I'm going to – I'd like to handle this. I think it's unfair. I think it's not right.
I'm picturing this deal. This guy tweeted. He didn't get any followers, and he said, you know what? The heck with this stuff.
I'm done.
I'm done.
He's apparently some sort of farmer. He looks like a very pleasant guy in his profile picture. He's got a hat, some nice glasses. And his only tweet, April 28th, 2009, working on the new season fruit crops harvest. So there you go.
Oh, wow.
But that's at Dennis Lynn, which is not you. You are at.
He's really optimizing that farmering social media dynamic right there.
Yeah. All right. We're going to work on this. We gotta get Dennis T. Lynn to be actually at Dennis Lynn. Hey, man, appreciate it. As always, excellent insight. We read you every day in the paper and online. And enjoy these last couple of days in Denver.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Dennis.
That's Dennis T. Lynn from Coors Field in Denver. He was on the Cholula hotline. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. Yeah, I thought about that earlier because, you know, whenever we have a guest on, I like to promote their Twitter handle. You know, like you're at Kurt Bavacqua, right?
Can I change mine?
Well, what do you want to change it to?
To get it shorter. I'm going to call that
at
guy.
At KB84. You could be Dennis Lynn.
Exactly.
And then you could sell it to our Dennis Lynn.
That's correct.
But no, so, you know, I was like, yeah, that's right. Dennis is Dennis T. Lynn. So I figured there was a guy that was just at Dennis Lynn. So I searched it, and the guy hasn't tweeted in almost 6 years.
I bet you wouldn't be able to find that with anyone else. One tweet.
I bet there's a lot of people like that
out
there.
You think?
Yeah. And our Dennis Lynn, he's a little bit of a public figure, right? Like he's a beat writer for a major league team, for a major newspaper in a major American city. He should be able to have his name on Twitter.
I think so, too.
Now, if the other guy was active and into it, then you know what? First come, first serve.
Maybe you send him a tweet. Where does he live?
It doesn't
say. You can't find that out
it doesn't
on
say.
Twitter, huh?
No. Well, I mean, some people put their location, their hometown or something. He didn't. The other Dennis Lynn. I don't know. I don't know if I want to reach out to the guy. I don't want to be rude to him. I mean, it is his. It's absolutely his.
That wouldn't be rude.
I don't know.
Just explain the situation in 140 characters.
I was going to say that's tough to do. So, dear Dennis, here's the deal, and then you're almost out of space. All right, Taco Tuesday, presented by Cholula Hot Sauce, is back this season. Today at the park, and every Tuesday home game, get your fill of five tacos for $5. Get your tickets at Padres.com today. Every Tuesday home game, of course, not today. It's not Taco Tuesday at Coors Field, and if it is, it's a different deal. Here at Petco Park, every Tuesday, $5. Today's not Tuesday either. Blooper, why are you giving me the Tuesday home game cards? Today's Wednesday, for goodness sakes.
You wonder why I was nervous on the show the other night.
Oh, my gosh. Hashtag blame Blooper. I just looked up. I was like, wait, it's not even Tuesday. Well, you know what? Here's what we'll say. Next Tuesday against the Astros, it's Taco Tuesday presented by Cholula Hot Sauce here at Petco Park. Five tacos for $5, and you get to enjoy the Astros.
And I'll be in line with you.
And Tyson Ross will be pitching if
things
stay the same. All right, we'll take a break, come back. More from the AMR studio. A lot of Twitter questions coming in. We do that next.